أهلا وسهلا and welcome Arab Voices coming to you from the studio Stone since 2002 station 90.1 FM HD1. This is Saeed, host of Arab Voices. Then it airs on other radio stations in this and Europe. During the last series, already archived on our web.net, I aired part one Nana Awad conducted Busitta, Palestinian researcher, member of the Palestinian National Center of Palestine Land Society, coordinator of the Right of Return through several books. It was special episodes we plan on airing weeks in commemoration of the 7th of the ongoing Palestinian. And in today's episode, I will of Hanan's interview with Dr. But before I ask for your support and contribution, this unique commercial free station, because KP membership drive, and that is to upgrade your listenership, sir, and become a member of the KPFT is mostly for like you, and it does not rely on to operate. So please give us now at 713-5238 and make that tax donation to support your community. That's 713-5738. Pledge online at KPFT. This station, KPFT, in so many ways, it offers of programming like this program that has been on KPFT 21 years. 21 years of weekly programming, hundreds of topics and over expert guests appearing on the globe. I interview show and I also attend shows, record them and air them. Radio stations syndicate Arab Voice in the US and even in Europe. Arab Voice winning independent radio talk show bringing the truth, facts, a wide and diverse range of it debunks many of the myths and false information by certain media outlets and others. About Arab Voices and even a list of appeared on this program over on our website Arab. There is also an archive section listening on demand to any. So if you appreciate what has been doing, I ask you to support Voices and other programs on the make that call and make a pledge of it's $60 or $300. Call 713-5738 or make a pledge at apft.org. You greatly appreciate it. That are happening in the world today. Overwhelming information you are video stations, TV, internet websites, and you really want to understand what, why. You don't want commercial stations that are sponsorations and others who have misinformation. Know the real truth, and that's what's. Please call now, 526-5738. More convenient, use our ft.org. It is safe and easy to do. Variety of shows this Houston 90.1 FM KPFT, but aren't yet a member of us right now and become a member pool just like you that makes it possible. Call now to 713-5268 or give online at .org. Thank you very much. May 11th marks the first anniversary of prominent Palestinian Shireen Abu Akleh. 1 year ago, when Israeli soldier murdered Shireen in the occupied West, at the time of her murder, a bulletproof vest with the net. But an Israeli targeted her and her while she was doing what was happening in occupied Palestine, job that she has been doing a long time. To this, Israel continues to enjoy for that murder and for thousands of Palestinians over the years. One is holding apartheid Israel for what it's doing in occupied. And speaking of the ongoing, Israel launched a deadly attack Gaza Strip on May 9th, murdering civilians, including several children, and injuring dozens. In this episode of Arab number 1060, I will interview Hanan Awad conducting Abu Sitta. During the Voices, already archived on voices.net, I aired that interview. Dr. Salman Abu Sitta is part of special episodes we will air as the month of May marks the 75th ongoing Palestinian Nakba, is Arabic word for 75 years ago, in 48, right before the British fire in Palestine, Israel's independence on 78% Palestine, after wiping 130 Palestinian villages, killing thousands of Palestinians, sending nearly 800 Palestinians out of their homes. Let's call that a Nakba, word for the catastrophe. Next few weeks, and in ongoing Palestinian Nakba, Arab special episodes hosted by who will be interviewing several, including Salman Abu Sitern, Rana Barakat, Yasser Abu Jamia on occupation, Marwa Film and Identity in Palestine, Saleh Diab and his and Salim Tamari turn to Jaffa. She's a Palestinian-American street photographer. Her photos have been a world. Her photos document the physical and cultural force Palestinians and narrate the resilience and resistance. 2022, Hanan is a project that plants 1,000 Palestine annually. BA from Rutgers University and a master's in Latin America from the University of Central Oklahoma. She earned a filmmaking certificate from Film Academy. Hanan Awad on Arab Voices several. Let's listen now to part two of the interview conducted with Dr. Salman, who is in London.
You returned, but it's not the return that Saman Abu Sitta for. It's not the right talking about. You once said the right of return is ill and possible. And what is a just return according to you?
Yes, say that is sacred, possible. Sacred, of course, cannot get his roots. No question about it. It is the United Nations resolution. It's the longest resolution, 194, called a Palestinian. It's the longest resolution in the history of the United Nations. If you talk about United, this resolution, the number one by the world every year since '68. So, and of course, it's common sense, the nation, to say that everybody enters home. Now, from my maps and atlases, let's put this to action. Let us, future Palestine would be like. We have the design, we have the demography. So can we read the international law and the individual of this place? Can we actually make the retain in practical terms? We divided, or we looked at the map. We have 1,200 villages. We know their land boundary. We know how much Fallujah owns, where is it, and if it. So number one, we have records of million Palestinians. We know where they are now, from Esdud or Fallujah or Ramla, in which refugee camp. We know where they were, where they are now. Two, we know or who, and we, the existing population, whether they are Ashkenazis, whether they are the Arab 50s and 60s, the European Jews who came in 7, or whether they are who came in 1990. We have a fair idea where they are located, almost exactly, and we know in each location. Then we asked, is the situation today, village lands, is return to the villages, whom they will face? We found very, I say, unusual to the common, but it is not to the specialist. 87% of live in 12% of area of Israel. The other area, relatively empty. How come to be empty? Yes, of urban development, intensive population. It is inhabited goods, which are created by the refugees, and by the army controls center of area of Israel, and the other area by the kibbutz. So 87% of Jews to live in 12% Israel. According to the region, the majority of Palestinian villages can return, or very few people. Now, the answer is, if they return, of course, all this, as there is no Zionism, there is no apartheid, and if they return, there will be investment for the existence. If they want in peace, if they want to do that. Also, the Jews who want to remain, three areas we can create, canton of Tel Aviv, and canton of Haifa, canton of West Jerusalem, three cantons. They must live there, and they freedom, cultural freedom, as they do actually. It's a canton for Jews. As I said, provided there is no Zionism, because Zionism, by definition, Palestinians don't exist. Zion does not exist. He only exists. So, from point of view. The return is free. I publish this and I get a strong reaction, positive, only from people who the geography and who are not pro-Zionists. Some pro-Zionists, some Jews who are turning against them, is Peter Binard, American Jew. He is a lot and he has great. He wrote to me asking how this return happened and what's going to happen to the Jews. Almost nothing. Not Zionists. They are not apartheid people. I showed him a plan. There are other people in London, Jewish groups, because they say the history of Israel is anti-democratic, anti all this. And we have the history, the geography, and the determination to forget or forsake Palestine.
Yeah, Palestinians. So. Tell me, possible, for Palestinian return. Palestinians who live in refugees, who are, and they are ready to go back to their home city. They are ready for the right. Can you tell me how can this work?
There are two issues here. First of all, in almost all cases except Palestine, refugees returned home till it is ceased. To Afghanistan after the war, returned to Iran, and good example, supported by United Nations, people returned home. Examples, Abkhazia, so many cases in which people, they effectively get the right of return. For example, the of Lebanon. We have plans, those that camp Meya Milwa. We know these people come from and what village. Draw maps showing to follow to reach the edges. And they're doable. No refugees need more than it's 50 minutes max to turn home. The road, provided there is no army, they can return. There is something else. We have planned to show the route you followed from any refugee in Jordan. And we can show you on a script road to follow. And in case the long distance, how many buses. But this is problem number two. They arrive, they will find debris, destroyed their homes. Assuming that is a stone, a piece. If you destroy that, then you have no house. Of course not. We can build, not our houses, we build scrapers, we can do that. The refugees return. So we need to build. How do we do that? We have a huge database, the destroyed village. We have 10 files, village. We have aerial photos. We know its population. We know its geography and so on. We decided to put this to test. We started 7 years ago, annual competition. Palestinian architects, their project as an architect, wanted to rebuild. And we are now in the seventh. So far, entered in the 370 young, we hold in London the competition by international jury, and they select three designs. In these designs, people, based on the geography of the village, a new, more population, with electricity, with because more. And I tell you, jury are amazed, resilience and the creativity. And Palestinians, West Bank and Lebanon Palestinians, hunted and redesigned. So it's called Rula, one example. And she's the house of her in a village called Kula. She created how the village was and the new village, complete detail. Nothing absolutely implement. The only man is the Zan apartheid. And there is no future to the world without erasing that. We know where we are now, and we know how and what to do.
Amazing. This is hope, Amal, where the Palestinians right. And will never. Right. I have one question. 48, when the Palestinians were expelled, went to neighborhoods like Lebanon, Syria, a big number actually in Ramallah City, in Beit Lahem, in Jenin, and these refugee camps, Al-Am'ari refugee camp city, from Lid. And in 19, it's a 20-year-old at that time. It's 1952 now. I still have my key. My house is. Back to their villages and stopped?
And if they to return physically, yes, mentally and physically and nationally, they all. There has been attempts back when the refugees gathered at the of Palestine on the West Bank and to get in. Israelis. Waiting for them with the machine gun, so they will try. They did actually try to enter. Interesting in some way, historic, because they deny that they out. They say the Palestinians on their own accord. If their own accord, what's stopping you coming back? Now give you a historical reference. Israelis have a savage plan against Palestinians. 1965. Before 1967, on the West Bank and fresh coal, we are going to take over. Remember, this is before night. If we take over gas, what would happen if suddenly us back because they said I plans regiments, machine guns will mow the first 100 or 200. When they see piles, they will not continue. Imagine, I mean, this is a recorder for it. It's even published. So because the Israelis know we committed the crime, now anyone remove that crime, finished, we're lost. We are finished. And but that, because no, there are internal, and not a lot, but a lot, yani, saying this is not the Israel we want. And there in Israel. But we don't wait till it is give up. No, we have act on our own by resistance. But let me, I address this. Every Palestinian must stand up and say, I am free. He thinks, teach Palestine, help Palestine. And now we have access to the media. But most important, we have to leadership, elected people, to represent us. We have no faith or no trust. The present group, which calls this sin. We have our Palestinian house in democracy. We have, because we are not presenting ourselves in the proper manner. We have to do that before we ask our people to help us.
Amazing. Wow. I'm just going to talk about these the Zionist narrative in the United States books, in our media, about Palestine and as Palestinians. That's not true. But like the often heard myth is like people without a land. Could you actually, and we actually a lot what about with cities and villages. This myth is actually one of the ones that we, what happened in 1940 was the land empty of like 40 minutes talking to you. Empty. But where did this myth come? People believe that myth.
Well, this myth started in Europe. The century, the emancipation of Europe and the rise of the Jews in Europe not want to be national of the country, doesn't want to be Italian, want to be there. So there was between the Jews and the various with the people of the country. They anti-Semites in Europe, the myth that there is Palestine is a land without the people who land. Why? To cart away country to a new country, they call it, so that they get, who picked up that myth? It's themselves, said, we stay in Europe, and we have to go to, but we cannot kill people and them. The country is already, and their country, empty study between Syria and Lebanon and Egypt in the south. Anyway, have, of saying that a land without people, and in Europe are people without myth is picked up by no other than 1917, he created a declaration. He enacted a law called the Alien Law, preventing Jews in Europe from coming to England, and said, well, I don't want, but I'll send them to provided they act as a militia